constitutional change cannot occur now on simply the basis of the governing party. The governing party will have to reach consensus with at least some, if not UNITA, some of the smaller parties within that not also obtain seats. It also gives them, given the nature, they're going to have to be, the governing party is going to have to be on its game if it hopes to win again in 5 years. And UNITA is in a very strong position to show itself as a credible opposition party. So I think it's ultimately the people of Angola have spoken, and absent evidence of massive irregularities, which we have not seen anyone produce, I think it's a win ultimately for the Angolan people, who now have an opportunity for a more rigorous debate within government and yet at the same time continuity.
What's the process that follows if Junior does lodge a complaint with the commission?
Well, the next step is to the courts, and the Constitutional Court ultimately has the ultimate say. It has to rule within, so the next 72 hours, from what I understand of the Angolan Constitution, next 72 hours are the window for appeals and adjudication. It's a fairly tight schedule. So, if there is any evidence, it should be brought forward and heard. And a peaceful atmosphere, I think, is in the interest of everyone. But I think ultimately the Angolan people, I was just there 2 months ago, the Angolan people have spoken, and it's now, I think, all parties to respect their verdict and to move on to see how this country can advance itself and become the regional leader that it has every potential of being.